Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2013. Brought to you by
the Journal of Visual Impairment and Blindness is an essential professional resource and the journal of record on issues related to blindness and vision loss. Subscribe now and get immediate access to news from the field, current research and best practice information, and a calendar of events. For more information, go to www.jvib.org.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are here at CSUN 2013 with Eitan Isaacson. He is a software engineer for Mozilla and focusing on accessibility, and here to show us the latest with Firefox for Android and also talk about the Firefox OS. Eitan, welcome back to Blind Bargains.
Hi.
So why don't we start out here and just talk about, in general, you have on your phone a version of Firefox for Android, which pretty much has been developed over the past year. So why don't you go ahead and just tell us a little bit about how that came to be, and you can show it to us.
Yeah, so we have Firefox for Android. We made it accessible. One of the guiding principles of making it accessible is just having it work with the way that the user has their phone set up. So we don't only support the latest Jelly Bean. You know, we go all the way back to Gingerbread. So you expect you'd get any features that you'd have in the system, then you expect you would also get in Firefox. If it's D-pad navigation, Explore by Touch, or Gesture, depending on what OS you're using.
Or the keyboard, even, too, if for phones that have a keyboard. Right?
Yeah, we have strong keyboard support, and that's part of our mission, really, because if you really look at the Android breakup, you know, it's nice to support Jelly Bean. We really like Jelly Bean. We love its accessibility features, but almost 50% of users are still in Gingerbread,
right.
So it really is important to accommodate them.
So what are some of the features that you can accomplish with the accessibility?
So first of all, like I was saying, besides the baseline support that every system has, we have a few additional features.
Mm-hmm. We can show these off.
Yeah, I'll show them off in a second.
Okay.
If you're on a keyboard, you could do quick navigation like you would on the desktop screen reader.
Mm-hmm.
So H for headings, L for I think links or K for links. I can't remember right now.
So
that's great.
Does that work with the Bluetooth keyboard as well? So even
on
Jelly Bean, you could still definitely pair a keyboard and go that route.
Right. And once we did that, you know, there is a growing user base of users who don't have keyboards on their phones. You know, all the newer phones, the premium phones, don't really have keyboards. And what they really wanted was gesture quick navigation. So we did introduce that. Three fingers, you swipe up or down, will toggle the different modes, if it's list, headings, list items, form elements, and if you swipe three fingers horizontally, you'll get you'll navigate to those elements. So we have added new features, and then what we did is we ported back all these features to Ice Cream Sandwich and to Gingerbread. So the experience that you get in Gingerbread is almost identical to the experience that you get in Jelly Bean, which is good. Users don't have to upgrade to get a good and compelling browser.
I say, which really fills a gap. That was one of the big limitations in Gingerbread, that the built-in browser didn't work, and the other options that were out there didn't offer complete navigation and features.
Right. Yeah, we're definitely aiming for everybody, not just for Jelly Bean users.
So, and actually, you've been developing this over the past little while now, and is all of these features are now publicly available. You have might want to explain to people you have different release channels and how that works.
Yeah, we have. So, first of all, we're all open source, and you know, as developers and individuals, we're on the different mailing lists, and we pretty much read what the community has to say, and we. And we're very open about our development. So when we had our first version out, which was very pre-alpha and, you know, very raw, you know, we just announced it on the mailing list. We said, you know, you can download this and that build. And people did that, and people were happy with it and were reporting issues. So if we're going to talk about those channels that you were mentioning, it goes back to nightly. When we're developing, when I write a patch, it will be in tomorrow's nightly build.
Mm-hmm.
that's how we have that's how users could really directly see what we're working on right now at this second. And it's a good way for us to say, like, hey, you know, check out the latest nightly. Is it working? And do you like the new features?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the problem with nightly is that it's very unstable. And you could expect you can't expect anything
right. That
would work correctly in nightly. And after 6 weeks of development, we cut a release, and we call that release Alpha, or Aurora, which is for Alpha, and that is slightly more stable than Nightly. It's updated less frequently, and it goes through some sort of rigorous QA, and users who do want bleeding edge stuff could try the Aurora channel.
Mm-hmm.
After 6 weeks after that Aurora version turns into beta. And beta is already available in the Play Store. So you could go to the Play Store and search for Firefox Beta, and you could actually download the pre-release of the next version of beta. So right now, the current, and then of course there's the regular stable version of Firefox. Now the regular stable version of Firefox right now is 19.
Mm-hmm.
The beta version is 20. The Aurora version is 21, and the Nightly is 22. That's kind of how it works.
So as far as accessibility is concerned, are most of these features now made it into the builds that are available on the Play Store? Or?
Almost. The latest and greatest is in beta, meaning that if you want to do that three-finger navigation that we just talked about, mm-hmm. or if you want to have these different features in Gingerbread,
mm-hmm.
You need to use Firefox beta. Of course, it's going to be available in about 5 weeks' time in stable.
I've noticed too that you can have like the Nightly one installed on your phone alongside the stable release.
You could. I'm not sure how well the sync works, because mm-hmm. the sync is could collide with different things. But yeah, you could definitely install more than one version on your phone.
So we're here at CSUN. If you have a CSUN page up here,
yeah. Let's see. Okay. I'm going to unlock
slide
the phone.
Area. Firefox beta.
All right, so this is the phone. We're in Firefox beta.
Which phone are you using?
This is a Galaxy S2. This is my personal phone.
Okay.
I could just start swiping and use Jelly Bean gestures.
CSUN 2013 that, view sessions.
This is the awesome bar on top.
Okay.
If I double-clicked right now, I could type in stuff. I could search my history, bookmarks, all that. I'm not going to do that right now.
One tab.
That's the tab button. If you click on that, you will get an overview of all of your tabs.
Okay.
And then, if you explore by touch in the center of the page,
2013 view sessions loaded.
You will get to different items.
2013 view sessions, search sessions, day label Wednesday, February 27.
So that's a radio button.
Okay.
Not checked radio button Thursday, February 28.
In its normal navigation, you could double tap that to select it.
So now we have some silly, radio buttons and labels, and it's kind of redundant. But right now I'm just swiping with two fingers. If I wanted to get to a heading very quickly, I would use three fingers to toggle it. Mm-hmm. So let's do that.
Links.
You swipe up or down, and it rotates through those headings.
Yeah. So we got to headings, and now I could swipe three fingers horizontally.
Heading level 2, Wednesday, February 27th, 2013.
So I jumped straight to the first heading after where I was.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's Wednesday.
Heading level 3, 6:30 a.m. PST.
That's the 6:30 slot.
Mm-hmm.
I could just go through all the slots here.
Heading level 3, 8 o'clock a.m.
8 o'clock.
Heading level 3, 9, 20 a.m. PST.
So let's say I want to know what time is right now. It's 9:57, so what's going to happen after this session, right?
Right.
Heading level 3, 10:40 a.m.
So here
PST.
We are, 10:40. Now, after I got there, I could continue just swiping left and right with one finger.
Table session.
And here we are. So we're in the table. That's the heading of the session.
Track. Topic.
Track.
Presenters.
Presenters.
Location.
Location.
Link KAC and writing with PRC.
So that's the first session. Where is it?
Augmentative and alternative communications.
That's the track.
AAC.
Sure. Well, that's great. So this is obviously you're still developing this further. What do you have any other plans for future development? It seems like it's become pretty mature now as far as what it can do.
We are happy with where it is. As an application, Firefox is changing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to just make sure that everything still remains accessible. And there's just a lot of maintenance work going on right now. The other big thing that I would like to see, and this of course is if there are any coders out there that would like to contribute, is good Brailleback support.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could do it. I don't think it's going to be very hard because again we're using we're using the accessibility API, so there is a chance of using Brailleback, and I don't think there are any other browsers out there that support Brailleback.
It doesn't currently work well with Braille, or have you tried it? Or
We had like some feedback from users that you can't get that far with Braille now.
Gotcha.
It should. That's what I'm saying. Theoretically, it should.
Right.
So I would just like to see somebody, you know,
figure out what's going on.
Dig down there and
figure
it out.
Right, and look at it and see what's
going on.
Yeah,
and that goes back to, like you know, us being an open source project. And you know, we all have a lot on our plates, and it'd be really cool to see other features. And, you know, we love to hear from both from users and contributors.
What's so Android being open source, you probably have a lot more flexibility. Are you able to do the same thing for iOS, or notice you just have you have the
Firefox? We don't have Firefox for iOS because of specific restrictions that Apple
right.
has.
Right.
But Android is accessible,
mm-hmm.
is open source, and the big advantage that we have for that is that we're able to dig down and see how Jelly Bean does its thing and how TalkBack works and work with it.
Sure.
And if it weren't open source, you know, I think we'd be in a very different place right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, definitely. One of the other things, kind of on a different but similar track, Mozilla is developing a new operating system called Firefox OS.
Correct.
And you know, this is definitely going to be probably a new concept to most of our listeners at this point. So if you could tell us a little bit about what it is and...
So
what your plans are with it.
So Mozilla's mission is really keeping the web open and non-proprietary and not have one or two companies control the web, and we've been very successful at that. If it's you know, everyone remembers the browser wars of the mm-hmm. late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
The reality that we are today is that while on the desktop we're doing very well, and the fact that we're doing well just is a testament to that is the fact that there's so many browsers out there and it's really competitive.
Sure. Yep.
And there's not one dominant browser anymore. On mobile it's a different story. There are two main platforms out there which will remain nameless.
Right.
They both use a very similar web engine called WebKit. And there is a danger of a certain monoculture and a certain control by those companies. Now, the next billion users who are going to experience the web for the first time in the next coming years are going to be people in developing countries, are going to be people in emerging markets and places that
sure.
that haven't experienced it before, and they're going to experience the web through mobile. So mm-hmm. they're going to experience it through any of those devices that are out of the market today.
Sure.
And what's important to us is that there will be the same kind of openness and the same kind of non-proprietariness that you expect in the web, in the mobile market as well. And that's really where Firefox OS comes in. It's not an iPhone killer. A lot of the devices that have been coming out, you know, ever since the iPhone came out, you know, are always slated as the next iPhone killer. That's not our goal. We're not.
You're going really much more for lower-end devices and
yeah.
ones that affordable...
We're going for affordable devices. It doesn't mean they're only going to be available in emerging markets. We do hope... We announced Germany for this summer. We hope that other ones are going to be available
sure.
in other countries forward. But, these are going to be budget devices. There might be high-end devices eventually, but right now they're going to be budget devices.
Right.
And the really important thing about them is that they do not have a native stack, meaning if you're going to develop an application for it, you don't need the Android SDK or you don't need the Apple SDK. What you need is knowledge of HTML, CSS, and JavaScript.
Mm-hmm.
And there are millions of people out there who have that knowledge.
Sure.
And that kind of working knowledge is another kind of accessibility that makes it accessible to developers to create these kinds of applications.
Okay.
Of course, when you have an application that really is using HTML5 technologies and is using harnessing the power of the web, having that application on any other kind of mobile platform is trivial, right?
So, yeah, absolutely.
So really what we're trying to do is open up the mobile world.
Right.
Just as an overview of what
sure.
Firefox OS is,
right.
it's Linux. That's the very heart
mm-hmm.
of it. It just uses a Linux kernel, which nobody needs to deal with. And on top of that, it renders HTML.
Sure.
That's it.
Gotcha.
So when you start it, there's this lock screen or a home screen. All of that is HTML.
Gotcha. So it's a glorified browser of sorts, basically.
Yeah.
So the other, of course, the reason that we're talking about this here, though, is that the Firefox OS is going to ship with a screen reader. At least that's what I'm understanding, right? In version 1.
Not in version 1.
Okay.
Right now, there are a bunch of... We kind of, as an organization, we're scrambling to see if this is even possible, if we could chip in the mobile device in the first place.
Got you.
And
why don't you tell us where the screen reader...
As an accessibility team, we're automatically looking at how to make it accessible. But version 1 is not slated to be accessible, and that's probably a good thing. It's going to give us an opportunity to look at the final product and you know, give a good holistic and well-designed accessibility approach on top of it. So that's where we're at right now. We're just before version 1. It's going to go out later this year in different markets, and we're hoping that, you know, a future version after that, not too soon, too much later, is going to be accessible.
Okay. Any other as far as Mozilla is concerned, other developments as far as, you know, Firefox on the computer side, or for Windows, any development on making it work better for Mac, for VoiceOver, is that possible?
Yeah, we're still working. I mean, everything on desktop is still there, and it remains you know, up there on the list. I don't have any specific announcements about that, but you know, we're still grinding through and supporting everything.
Sure,
we could.
If people want to give feedback on the betas of the nightlies for Android or any of the other accessibility initiatives that you're involved in, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
So there are two ways. One is through the Eyes Free List, the Android Eyes Free List. I read that list, but what would really be helpful, and what you know, people who really want to get involved should do is start filing bugs in Bugzilla. That's the best and most direct channel with developers. And a lot of things, you know, like a lot of things fly past us, and we don't catch it. And users who are using, you know, nightlies or betas or Aurora, you know, really do catch things. And
sure,
we owe a lot of that to users.
Okay, great. Hey, thank you so much for giving us an update. It's really cool to see a great browser experience on Android. And good luck with all the other developments at Mozilla.
Yeah, thank you.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2013.